The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Understanding why corals are so vulnerable to climate change involves understanding a particular quirk of their biology. While most people think corals are plants or even rocks, they are in fact animals. Not just animals, but clonal organisms that live in clusters of genetically identical units called polyps. Adding to their complexity, these polyps live in symbiotic relationships with algae that reside in their tissues and photosynthesize sunlight like plants, functioning as tiny cellular batteries. These algae provide up to 90% of a coral's energy, providing them with both nourishment and pigmentation. When summer temperatures remain just a few degrees warmer than the normal maximum, stressed coral respond by ejecting their energy-producing algae. Multi-hued underwater tapestries of branching, bulbous, feathery corals transform within days to barren landscapes of white skeletons. Bleached corals can recover if the water temperature drops within a week or two. The remaining algae can repopulate and reefs return to good health. But if cooler climes fail to return in time, the bleached corals die.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.